Kings and Queens. Right now, I'm joined by Nick Atkinson from Hopeton Brown. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning, Jamie. Thanks for having us.
Oh, you're more than welcome. Anytime, mate. Anytime. All right, you've got a new song. It's called You Know I Know, and it's with the wonderful Sophie Burberry, who is a good friend of the station's, a.k.a. Little Bark. Most people will know as Little Bark, probably.
Yes.
Although she doesn't go under that moniker anymore.
Now, did
you work with Sophie just so you could say that you recorded a track with Bowie's mum?
Yeah, exactly. Yes, Little Bowie. Well, we've actually got to know Bowie because Sophie and her husband-to-be, Matthew, until very recently were our neighbours.
Oh.
We live in a tiny little kind of half a villa thing with a wall right down the middle, and Sophie and Matthew, until very recently, lived right next door, and we got to know Bowie after she was born, and we spent a lot of time hanging out with Sophie and Matthew, and they've become very close friends, actually.
Oh,
and we've had a lot of rants, mate. There's been a lot to discuss. She's a talkative gal.
Yeah, she is. That's interesting because I think I know exactly where you live now.
yes, we're in Hakanoa Street. Nice street, quite leafy.
There's a pub just down the road that I've had a few beers at on that corner.
Yes. We're very lucky, actually. At the top of the street, we've got a pub on each corner. We've got Frieda's on one side, which has got a piano in it. That is a very nice piano, actually. And then we've got Malt. And then if you really need a beer on a Monday, the Gypsy Tea Rooms are open, and they're just across the road.
Oh,
so we're
nice.
Well served.
Yes, Frieda's, that's the one. Because last time I was in Auckland, I was staying with another musician just around the corner from there.
Yes.
And then ended up at Frieda's, and Sophie was there, and I hadn't seen Sophie. Yeah, she didn't know I was coming, and it was quite exciting. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. Right. Now, this track, You Know, I Know. I pushed play, and all I could say was, holy shit. It's crazy. Calypso, jazz, funk, rap, fusion. It's brilliantly manic.
It is manic. I mean, it's quite fast. It's 130 beats per minute, which is a record for Hopetown Brown.
Yes, it will be.
And we've given our lead singer, Tim Stewart, a rest from the lead singing vocal duties.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a bit of a stylistic outlier, you might say, of our band. But we had a lot of fun putting it together, and all that Calypso vibe comes from a really cool percussionist called Isaac Chatterton, who plays with Lord Echo.
Nice.
And is also the steel drum player and congo player for Weird Together.
Mm-hmm.
So he's a party man.
Yeah.
And you just wind him up and let him go. He is awesome.
I thought of Weird Together when I was pushed play on this track. I did. They popped into my head.
Yeah, well, we've been doing a few shows with them, and they're a fun band.
Yeah, yeah.
We don't yet have outfits like they do yet, though.
Yeah, I saw them at Splore.
Yeah, they were so good. Yeah, we were playing with them at Splore, but we were behind Isaac, so you wouldn't have seen us. Him and I were actually hidden by the congas.
Oh, I was too busy falling over in the mud to see anyone, mate.
Yeah.
Well, set the scene then. When did this track come from? I mean, because there's elements of what you're known for. I mean, there's the jazz and the funk side of things. But, but there's all the other elements. So how was this track born?
Oh, man, that's such a good question. Look, to be honest, this is going to sound slightly stupid, but on the internet, there's this guy called the Chicken Connoisseur.
Yes, I know the one.
Yeah, yeah, and I feel like he's actually gone off the boil a little bit, but he did this series of wonderful reviews of really down-market chicken shops in London, as you know.
Yes.
And the way he speaks, there is something wonderful about the way he speaks, and I got kind of obsessed by one particular clip of him where he's on an escalator talking about his shoes, and he kind of says, if you get jacked in Chirac, there's a little map on the bottom. And because his shoes had a map on the bottom, he likes these Nike Air Force. I don't know about shoes, but anyway.
Yeah.
And I kind of thought, man, he's just got something going on. And so I am always looking for the elusive bass line. I love to start a tune with a bass line.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just kind of got down on my keyboard and started trying to write a bass line that sounded how the Chicken Connoisseur talked. And I know that sounds really dumb. But
no.
Maybe, I don't know, what was I drinking that night? Jesus. Anyway, but And that's how the tune started. And it actually, the Chicken Connoisseur is much more laid back than this tune is. But that's sort of where it came from. So I started with the bass line, and we recorded the bass line on a Wurlitzer electric piano.
Yeah.
And so even though the tune sounds quite busy and manic and cluttered, there's actually very little to it. There's the bass line on the Wurlitzer. There's a beat from a drum machine. There's a little bit of synth. And a huge amount of Isaac, and then me and Sophie, and we've got this amazing alto sax player, Callum Passels, who he is just like, he's got the soul of a New York jazz man in the body of a mid-20s young Auckland fella. He's got a very heavy forehead, he's just the coolest looking dude. He doesn't wear socks, man. This dude is wild. But he's such a cool sax player, and he's one of these improvisers that he's just wickedly exciting. And the sax break you hear after the first take, never heard the tune before, that was the sax break.
Oh, that's really?
What came out. That was the first notes you played. And he had a courtesy horn. His real axe, his real saxophone was in the shop, and he's just using a courtesy sax. But yeah, so that's sort of the tune. And I just, man, I've always wanted to do a rap duet.
Yeah,
you know?
yeah. Good. Oh, I got, it's nice. So you've reached out to some friends and brought them all in for this crazy track. And it's brilliant because you're playing WOMAD, and I can imagine this track would go down perfect at WOMAD.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and look, Jamie, you've illuminated a bit of an issue for us because we have no idea how to do it.
Yeah.
Do the track all by just the two of us. But we will figure out a way. And, I mean, WOMAD's crazy, man. We're so stoked about it. And I feel like if that is a bit of a payoff for the touring we've done and the amount of playing we've done, because we've tried to get in about 80 gigs a year for the last couple of years, and so I feel like that's kind of got us into a point where we can. I mean, look, we're overwhelmed to be down there on that lineup. I mean, I saw the lineup get announced last night at 8.
Yeah.
And looked at the bands, and it was like, wow, Aldous Harding is playing, and you know, oh my god, we're doing a gig with Aldous Harding. That was kind of my first thing that was to my mind, actually.
Yeah. Oh, it's a wonderful lineup. It's quite amazing, and they've done a brilliant job, as they always do.
Yes.
And then we get a brilliant job, like, you know, I get an email straight away from the ladies at the label, who are doing a fantastic job with yourselves as well. They're great. But I mean, yeah, that lineup, I mean, Adrian Sherwood is going to be awesome.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, and it's great. So well done for you getting on there, and well done for you getting out of Auckland too. I think that took a while, and you're playing a lot of shows around there, and I think maybe the fact that you got out of town as well over the last wee while has really paid dividends.
Yeah, well, we had so much fun with the tour of the South Island back in April, and Dog with Two Tails was a real ripper. Mm-hmm. And that little train that goes around the top, you know, just gives the ballads that little bit of spark, you know, that they wouldn't otherwise have.
Yeah.
And they've got a piano, you know, that's really, I love a venue with a piano. It makes such a difference to bands that have piano players in them.
Now, is this going to be a one-off track, or is this part of a yet-to-be-released package?
Yeah, no, we've been doing a lot of recording with Joel Mulholland,
who
I think is from Timaru, and he's a Cantabrian, I guess.
Oh.
And he has been living in Auckland the last few years, and he's got a very cool studio. And we've actually really bonded with Joel, and Joel, he's given our music a whole new flavour, and we're really co-producing our new material with Joel. Joel recorded this track you're about to hear, and you might know him from the Mott or Motorcade or Gasoline Cowboy or any of these bands, and he's currently most of Anika Moa's band. He's an incredible musician, actually, but he's got incredible curly hair as well. He can dive into the water, into the sea or a lake, and come up again, and his hair is so curly that it's like a duck and it doesn't
and beads.
Get wet.
It's
a kind of a magic power that he has. I reckon he could actually, if he had a little straw going into his hair to his mouth, he could breathe underwater for 2 minutes.
That's incredible. I've got one of my best friends is the same. It's weird.
I'd do anything for curls like that, mate. I just got frizzy waves.
Oh no, I'd do anything for just some more hair, to be honest.
Oh, I mean, you got to have it.
Yeah, you got to have it. I'm losing it. Don't tell me I have to have it. Don't tell me that.
I'm kidding. I'm just no bullshit.
So, from what is yet to come, is that going to be another big? You know, obviously you've got a big collab with a few different artists on this song. Is it going to? Is it, you're doing a lot of collaborations
on? We're doing a bit. I mean, this song has probably got the most amount of other peeps on it. We have got Sophie in on a few more tracks.
Oh, nice.
She has such a good shout. She kind of has this exuberance and energy.
Yeah.
That she brings, and so we really dig Sophie getting Sophie. So we've got Sophie shouting and whooping on a few of the other tracks. She's also got a really good laugh, and we've captured a couple of her laughs.
Good.
Not on this particular track you're about to hear, but on future tracks, we've got a few Sophie Burberry laughs.
Yeah.
And but no, it's mainly Tim and I. But we are sort of separating the brass from the woodwind a bit. Like we're finding a couple of the tracks we've just gone for all saxophones and bass clarinets and no trumpets or trombones, and then we've gone to for some other tracks that are we've only put the brass on, and that's kind of been quite fun rather than mixing the brass and the saxophones, which has kind of been crazy.
Yeah.
And Tim is also going down next weekend to record a track with Carl Stephen of Queen Neptune fame.
Yeah. Well, your old mate.
But indeed, old mate from way back.
Yes.
And so Tim and Carl are going to record a track called Sticks and Stones, so that'll come out all freaky and, you know, spiky sounding and pretty cool.
Yeah.
And so I think this is probably going to be a more modern sounding record as opposed to a rootsy sounding record, I guess. Well, yeah, we do have some synthesizers on it.
Mm-hmm.
We still have no guitars on any of the music.
I like that.
I mean, I love guitars. It's not a kind of a political stance, but we have none.
Yeah, yeah. No, I like that. I like that you've got no guitars. Yeah. I don't know why I like it.
There are lots of guitars out there, and so it's nice. It for a start, it, you know, when a guitar does play, it's like, oh, I haven't heard a guitar in a while. That's nice. But yeah, it's like you can't just have after 8 months all day.
Yeah.
You've got to have some vegetables in there.
Yeah, indeed. Wow, fantastic. It's a great song. I really enjoyed it. It's really a lot of fun. And as soon as I saw Sophie's name on it, I knew it would be some kind of crazy fun song. It's worked out perfect. And good. Thank you, first off, for making the song, because it's fantastic. I really love it. Two, thank you for getting Sophie out of retirement. It's been a while. Obviously, she's been busy.
Well, we're trying to figure out a way to get her on stage as well. I don't think it'll happen until next year, but we are working on it.
Yeah, it wouldn't next year, won't it, mate? Off she goes.
Word.
Yeah. And brilliant. Well, congratulations on Womack. Congratulations on the track. Please let us know when the rest of it drops. I know you will. Send us everything and sundry. Well done on picking Joel's, because he's great, and he's doing a lot of stuff under his own moniker at the moment too.
He sure is.
Yeah, and his music's fantastic, and what he did with Anika was amazing. I love that entire album. I think it took a lot of people by surprise, and like I think this song will right now.
Yeah, look, I can only hope. And look, we'll be in Dunedin in autumn, I would say.
Oh, yep, nice. It's a good time to be here.
Yeah, Ripper.
Yeah, all right. Hey, Nick, always a pleasure, eh?
Oh, look, I really appreciate your support, Jamie. It's a Ripper.
Yeah, brilliant. You have yourself a wonderful day up there in the beautiful Auckland City.
And, will do. You too, mate.
We'll hear from you soon.
Thanks for the call, mate.
Yeah, anytime, brother. Bye.
See ya.
That there was me good mate, Nick from Hopedon Brown. They've got a brand new song out. Don't forget to go back and check out all their back catalogue if you haven't seen them yet or heard of them or heard from them. Go find them online. They're going to be down in autumn, which August is in autumn, so that makes complete sense. But if you're going to go up to WOMAD up in the beautiful Naki come February next year, then you definitely have to go check them out. Oh, what a lineup. Kamasi Washington, I know they'll be stoked to be playing with him on the same bill as him. So this is their new track featuring Sophie Burberry, who you'll probably morely know from as Little Bark. The song is called You Know I Know, and you're on the One Radio 1 91 FM.